Joining us on the Ticket Hotline is our Dunham & Miller sports expert, Ribby Paltz, from the Paltz Draft Newsletter. And it's a big day for Ribby because it's NBA Draft Day, and Ribby's got his mock draft for us. Hey, Ribby.
Hey, Dan Miller, man. How you doing?
Good.
Of course, you guys know that the NBA is my bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is.
As is football and other sports. Yeah, I think this is really going to be the best NBA draft of the year, guys.
It's going to be the only one of the year.
This draft is just loaded with so many impressive. Let's do it. What do you say?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. At the number one choose selection, the Washington Bullets.
Wizards.
Are going to take John Wall from Kentucky.
Okay.
That's what everyone seems to think, yeah.
Which kind of reminds me of that old sports song sung so many years ago.
Hmm.
What's that?
We don't need no power forward. We just want some ball control. We just want the guy from Kentucky. We just want 6'4" John Wall. Hey! Remember that song?
No, I don't, but I like it.
I remember the tune. I don't remember those words.
At the number two selection, gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
The Philadelphia Bullets.
76ers.
Take Al Farouq Aminu from Wake Forest.
Uh-huh.
And here's an interesting note on him. He played college ball.
Yeah, you said from Wake Forest, yeah. So
I was Wake Forest. Uh-huh. Right.
I was at an interesting note.
At the number three pick selection, take the New Jersey Bullets straight up
Nets
for Al Farouq Aminu from Wake Forest.
Okay, an early trade.
He likes the name.
Mm-hmm. At the number four, the Minnesota Red Sox take Solomon Alibi. The center from Florida State. Then they trade him for the sleeper cell of Al Farouq Aminu. At number five, the Sacramento Bees.
Kings.
Pass due to diarrhea.
Okay.
Very unfortunate incident.
All right.
Look forward to it. At number six, the Golden State Showers.
Warriors.
They take Tibor Pleiss from Germany. At number seven, the Detroit, I think they're the Rock Cities or something like that.
Pistons.
They trade down up to number five to take Sacramento's pass due to diarrhea. At
Ribby.
Number eight, the Clippers from L.A., they take Al Farouq Aminu from Iraq by way of Wake Forest, and everybody passes.
Okay, so you really put no time whatsoever into this.
I didn't know there was going to be a draft until you called me about 5 minutes ago, to be quite honest with you.
You think the Mavericks will trade up to the first round?
They will, just to get that Germany guy.
The Germany guy?
Yeah, what's the Germany guy's name?
Because they've had such success with Germans in the past.
They love the Germans there in Dallas. Uh-huh. So they're going to try to get that guy, Tibor Pleiss from Germany. Make book on it, gentlemen.
I don't think we will, but I guess thanks for the time.
Hold on, the drugs are taking effect.
About puppies. All right, there's Ribby Paltz. His draft coverage. Our draft coverage starts tonight with